Shalom Aleichem, du redest Max Cohen in Paris, ich bin in mein Kabinett mit Laurence Zendrovic, wo es hat übergetauscht, der Pjesse von Hanoch Levin, Schitz, Melchumme, Liebe in Wurst. Nur ein paar Werte wegen Hanoch Levin. Hanoch Levin ist ein Schrabe, und er hat auch inszeniert Asach Pjesses in Israel. Er ist geboren in Tel Aviv 1943 und gestorben 1999. Er ist ein Sinn für eine chassidische Mischbuche und hat eine chassidische Erziehung. Sein Tate ist gestorben, wenn er ist gewähnt 12 Jahre alt. Also er hat nicht kein Geld, hat er gemisst arbeiten. Er hat ungeheuer seine Karriere wie ein Dramaturg in einem Land, wo sie gewesen in Milchumme, in einer sehr starken Situation, sehr bittere Situation. Wenn er hat er studiert Literatur und Philosophie in der Universität von Tel Aviv. Hanoch Levin hat geschrieben satirische Texte in einem Journal für Studenten. Seine ersten Pjesses im Theater sind auch Satiris, eines von den letzten Melchum in Israel. In 1868 hat er inszeniert, ihr die in der Melchum, wo es kommt. Wo David Levin, sein Bruder, hat auch inszeniert. Er hat dauert von den Konsequenzen von der Melchumme auf das Volk. In 1970 hat er geschrieben andere Pjesses, wo sie gewesen ein Skandal, die Malke von der Wamne, wo es der Theater Kameri in Tel Aviv hat gespielt. Nachher hat er geschrieben politische und satirische Pjesses. Hanoch Levin ist gestorben 1999. Jetzt der pure Werte wegen Laurence Zendrovic. Sie ist eine Aktrice, aber sie hat auch übergetauscht von Hebräisch. Eine Franzose, geboren von polnischen Eltern. Sie hat übergetauscht Batya Gur, Joram Kaniuk, Shifra Horn, Zeruya Shalev, Hanoch Levin. We're going to speak in English because Laurence Zendrovic doesn't speak Yiddish. So, Lawrence, how did you come to translate Hanoch Levin?
I met Hanoch Levin when I was in Israel. I lived for 13 years in Israel. I came in Israel after I finished my high school, and I discovered his theater, and I fell in love, I mean, with the way he was writing. For me, it was really a shock. And I think he's really a very special writer, and when I came back from France, I said, I have a dream to translate Hanoch Levin in French because no one ever heard about him. And slowly, I succeed to persuade people that indeed he is a very interesting writer. And now I translated almost 20 plays of Hanoch now. We have 5 books published in a very well-known theater publisher. And the French theater is really welcoming him now. So I saw
Schitz, and there are a lot of people in this, they have a name with sure. What do you think about it?
Well, I think Levin was he was always looking for a very special name, very strange name, and he was very happy to. He was playing with the sounds, because, you know, theater is something that you hear, you see and you hear first, before you read even. And Levin was really a theater man. So in a lot of his plays, you have a lot of names with her and she and che, and it's very difficult for the French. I'm obliged, and I spoke with him when he was alive. I had the time to exchange with him and to know what he was ready to change for French people, and that was one of our discussions. I always said to him, a French can't say her, impossible, and if you have her and re, impossible. So we, you know, a little bit simplified the names, but it's always, you know, a very strange consonant.
And there is a very very nice music in this. Who made the music?
Oh, Philippe Miller is a French music writer, very, very talented. He didn't hear what was in Levin's place because we don't have the music. So when I write the songs, I'm trying to write the way that a musician can make music on it, but we don't know. And he says, I mean, he worked with the director, and they both decided which atmosphere they wanted. And then he worked as a French, and it's very very nice music, yes.
So tell me, Lawrence, your parents were Polish Jews?
My parents were from Polish families, but they were, my mother is born already in France, and my father in Antwerpen.
And it's your grandparents who were in Poland. In which town? In what town?
Oh, from my father's side, they come from a very small town. I mean, the mother come from a very small village, even, and the father from a lodge, I think.
Oh, yeah. Lodge. Yeah, yeah. My father also, and Alex Dachner is born in Lodge. He is the director in Melbourne of this radio.
So it's a very...
You have been in Lodge?
No. My father went in 5 years ago, but you know, he went with my mother.
Your parents are still alive?
Yeah, I have that luck.
How old are they?
76 now. 76, so... But
I mean, touch wood.
You have sisters, brothers?
I've one sister in Israel. All my family is living in Israel. I'm the only one who came back in France.
In Galut?
I mean,
why did you translate so many writers from Hebrew?
Why, really? First, it's my work. I mean, I that's the way.
Okay, but you like it, I suppose.
Of course,
why do you like it?
I like the writing, and I have the chance, I mean, by chance, almost, I know Hebrew, so I can, and I like to write in French. I'm writing plays, so that's the way, I mean, it's, I can make my living, and in a way that I enjoy it very much, it's writing.
But you didn't speak Yiddish with your parents. They didn't speak with you either.
Unfortunately not. I'm very, very sorry about that.
You told me that you learned German at school, and when you went to Israel, you spoke only Hebrew, and so you forgot German. So you had no link with Yiddish. Is it true?
I mean, it's very strange, because when I used to speak German, not that, I mean, well, and then I went in Israel, and I think something in my brain, the Hebrew took the place of the German. So I was, at the first year in Israel, I thought I was speaking German, and it was Hebrew words were coming out. And then I forgot all my German. I'm very, very sorry, because I love German. I love Yiddish. I would be very pleased to speak Yiddish, and I'm very, very sorry. Perhaps I will learn, if I have time.
And you were telling that the audience is listening to Hanoch Levin in France. They like it?
They like it very much.
Why?
First, because Hanoch Levin is a very, very great author. And we have a problem in the new theater. We have a lack of good authors. I mean, after Beckett and Chekhov, we don't have so many great authors. And Hanoch Levin really invent a new language of theater, and the French people, and they're not Jews, they don't care, I mean, from where he comes, they just see good theater. That's why, because he's so talented, he's a genius.
Do you think that he has a Yiddish background? He was born in Israel, but his parents, you know?
I guess, I mean, I didn't know his parents, but I guess because they came from Poland, so they have to be.
Do you think he spoke Yiddish?
I don't know. I can't answer. I don't know.
Because I felt a kind of Yiddish background in this theater, because there is a humor which is not only Israeli or something else. It's also linked with the background of Yiddishkeit. You don't think so?
Well, you come from somewhere. Everyone comes from somewhere. So he comes from this background, of course. But, you know, when I wanted to translate Hanoch at the beginning, they told me he's too Israeli. Mm-hmm. Nobody will understand. They didn't think he was too Polish or too Yiddish. It was too Israeli. I think he's universal. Of course he comes and he has the Jewish humor. And you can, you know, speak hours about the Jewish humor. But a lot of people who are not Jews are laughing with that when they are listening this humor. So.
And when you saw him and spoke with him, what do you remember of these meetings?
I remember like he didn't spoke a lot. He was always looking at. When you were sitting with him, he gave you the feeling that you were the important person.
That's very nice.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, but I was very shy and
You spoke Hebrew with him?
Yeah, of course I spoke Hebrew with him. But it was very difficult for me to speak when he was here, but because I was very, very ashamed. But he spoke and was waiting, you know, and looking at you as if all the words that you could say would be very, very interesting, that you are the more interesting person in the world.
You like him?
Oh, yeah.
You love him?
I mean, I didn't know him that, you know.
No, I mean,
I love what he...
I yes, that's what
work.
I want to
I mean, I'm in love with his work, but okay. The man I don't know enough.
Thank you very much, Lawrence.